Welcome to GamerCast, episode 91. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this is GamerCast.
On the 7th of October. Sweet. I imagine very few people are listening because they've all got their heads trapped in Halo. Many children are being removed as we speak. It is an epidemic that's causing across the whole of this world. People have been found sellotaping the Master Chief helmets to the tops of their heads. Paul, get me some sellotape. It's a shame it didn't fit. If it did, I probably would sit there all day with the damn thing on my head playing Halo.
Well, you wouldn't be able to see anything because the visor isn't transparent.
No, it's just a piece of plastic that's reflective. But it is cool. I finally got mine out and put it on the shelf. It looks absolutely sweet. So, yes, Halo's still out. It's still a lovely game. Soon, next week, we got Project Gotham Racing 4 with the motorbikes. Tempted, but fair enough. I've got to start Forza 2 from the beginning again, so that'll keep me occupied for a while. Don't know. I might get it just for the fact that I don't have Project Gotham anymore, because I don't have number 3. So I'm very tempted, but I don't know if I'd get it off the get-go. And also, Orange Box is out soon anyway, so...
Yep, I've preloaded Portal now.
Yeah.
So that's ready to go when it's released.
What about episode 2? They're not down for pre-load yet?
Not as of yesterday or the day before, whenever I last looked.
When's the release date for it? It's 19th, isn't it?
October.
Yeah, end of October-ish. That's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to playing Team Fortress 2 on the Xbox. It's going to be cool. I think that might be my last purchase until around about end of November when I get Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
We'll have a few other look at C's on Xbox 360, because now I've got an Xbox 360 and I got a hard drive. I can download some bloody...
Adam has a hard drive.
I can download some demos. So at the moment, I know that it finished off today.
Well, yeah, you can download tons of demos as well, can't you?
Yeah, so I should be able to download loads. And
there's me limited to about 10.
Well, what I can do is I can download those on a Friday. You can walk down and we'll just go through them.
No, but I can't be bothered to do that. If I really wanted to play the demo, I'd download it myself.
But yeah, I downloaded Skate.
Stranglehold,
the Jiwangju.
Stranglehold, the Jiwangju bloke.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
What else was that?
Jetland Lee or whatever.
Now you've said all those names, I can't.
Chi John?
John Woo.
John Woo, that's the dude.
Yeah. And I've also downloaded, the first one I downloaded was MotoGP 07, which was interesting. I still got to get the controls right. It was interesting because they're still using the left analog stick for leaning up and leaning down on the bike, but they were using the right analog stick as an accelerator. Which was very intuitive of the fact of you had a lot more control of the accelerator, where I'm used to playing Forza and Project Gotham and using the right trigger as an accelerator. But that was quite interesting, because you had the analog forwards for the accelerator, yet you still had that pull back for the brake, and still using the other two for brakes front and back. I fell off quite a few times, but it was very good. Making me looking forward to maybe getting Project Gotham Racing 4, just for that whole online society of racing. I just hope that they don't do what they did in number 3, where you end up going for the top A-class. So everybody everybody races as the fastest A-class car, which is the
that
Ferrari F50.
That will always happen.
Yeah.
When you've got classes, so.
Which doesn't bother me, but the thing I like is the fact that you're going to have people on motorbikes as well as cars, and I just hope they don't do the same thing where the top car to buy on Class A, which fair enough was a Ferrari F50. That doesn't bother me, everybody racing around a track on Ferrari F50. What bothered me is they only did them in colour red, so it meant everybody on the track was a coloured red. It'd be nice to have different colours. Although, at least with Forza, you've got the whole customization that you can be, like I was driving around in S-Class, and my car was a D-Class start. It was a car I started with, and I've customized it up to a Class S.
So what happens when you accelerate? Does the back end of the car break away?
No, but it's close. I'm not going to do the American route this time. When I start playing the game again, I'm going to go down the Japanese route.
I went down the European route, man. Europe.
Yeah, dude. The starter cars and the American ones were, out of my opinion, some of the best cars. But the cars you get to pick afterwards are absolutely shit, and it's the cars that you could pick afterwards on European and Japan which were the better ones, so it's alright for that first couple of cars, but no, I'm going to go probably either
European cars are the best.
Either European or Japan. But no, it's good to get back on it.
Japanese cars are second to Europe.
Or we get a Lotus, or a DB9, Aston Martin, DB Sports. But there's some good stuff coming out. I must admit, I am going to have to try and get myself the Game of the Year edition of Oblivion as well.
Oblivion. Yeah, that's out soon, that's cool.
So there's plenty of games to get out and keep myself occupied, considering that I've lost quite a few of mine.
Excuse me.
As well as I've got another game which I should be doing a review on today.
Another game, another fun game for Adam to review. I'm sure that will be exciting for all parties involved.
Yay! So what's first?
First is letters. Hi all, good show again. Missed a few weeks over past 5 weeks working away. Downloads backcast. Why have you not splint Halo 3? Have you collecting a skull? Here link to find them. Okay, this is from Mr. Ho. His actual writing isn't this bad. I'm just skipping over words. Last thing, I've been playing the Call of Duty 4 beta. Very good game. Out November 6th, and I'm in Poland, so we'll miss it. Boo. Keep up the good work, boys.
Out of the people.
And he'll, I'll see you back to having your mobiles with you when you do the show later.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it over my home server and my hoodie. It's nice when people remind us to take our mobiles away from the PC.
Yeah, so there we go. We've put the phones away now. So yeah, that's cool, because Mr. Ho, he's on my friends list now on the Xbox.
Yeah.
I see him keep popping up now and then.
What's he a big player of?
I don't know, I haven't looked. Probably Halo 3.
Everyone plays Halo 3. But it's worth it.
It is, good game. Right, we also had one from Killy Pants Mafia, who has recently joined the new American Mafia Syndicate in Yeovil.
Sweet.
I assume. I don't really know. I don't know if any of you have gone over this in episode, haven't had time to listen to the whole thing yet. But what are your Steam IDs? Love to play some TF2. So yeah, this dude's on my, I think he's on my Steam list now. So what is your Steam ID? Dude, your Steam ID?
Gojin32, I think it was.
Gojin32?
At a guess. That's just a sheer guess. We had to look for it.
I am the Smirnov. It is simple to remember.
But, unfortunately, I'm not going to have Team Fortress 2 on the PC. I'll be playing on Xbox 360.
Dude, you could be playing Team Fortress 2 now.
No.
Come on, dude.
No.
I haven't played it in weeks anyway.
I'm going to wait for it to come out on Xbox and just get on my Xbox. I'm a Xbox, and her name is Sony.
You what?
Have you ever seen that on Family Guy?
No.
On Family Guy, the dad ends up giving away all their Christmas presents, and he goes to this hick town where one of the presents went to, and they gave up the VCR. And he's like, can I have my VCR back? And then you see these two hick boys, and they stood there, with this VCR in their hands fighting over it, and they're both in boxer shorts, and they're like, no, it's my turn to play with a sex box, and her name is Sony. I don't want to know what they were doing with the VCR. Oh, it's funny though. So,
I am laughing so hard.
Paul is not well, so his voice may go now and again. As you can hear. Right, so,
Let's tackle the PS3 price drop.
Go for it.
I will just rearrange my list.
Rearrange the show notes.
So yeah, have you read this?
No.
Oh no, I cut the F off.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So yeah, in the UK and in Europe and Australia, at least, there's going to be a new PS3 SKU. It's going to be £300. It's going to have a 20 or 40 gigabyte hard drive. I can't remember which it is. It's smaller than the existing one. It's going to lose two USB ports, the memory card reader, and it's going to have no backwards compatibility. So that's going to be £300 now. And they're going to drop the existing one down to £350. And Catherine says it is a 40 gig drive in the cheaper one.
Yeah, people are paying more money for an Xbox 360 to go up to... Instead of people are going down to £300 and getting a smaller hard drive, people are paying up to £300 for an Xbox 360 Elite and getting a larger hard drive. I can't really do the math.
Well, the hard drive space doesn't really matter, does it? They just needed to cut Sunny as an excuse to have it as a lower price point.
Yeah.
So, gee, let's dump the hard drive down.
And remove
even though it's probably the same hard drive, it's just formatted to 40 gigabytes.
Yeah.
And cut out some of the memory card readers, which will save them a couple of quid. So there's no more memory card reader, and there's no more... It loses two USB ports.
Where people are getting more ports than the Elite... Oh dear.
And most critically, no backwards compatibility.
Backwards compatibility didn't work very well anyway.
It didn't, but now it's definitely not going to work. So yeah, I think this comes into effect end of next week or the week after. I don't really know because I've been in bed all day and I don't know what's going on.
Oh dear. Well, I'm hardly going to go out and run and buy one.
I ain't going to buy one. Simply because there's nowhere another TV to put the thing.
You could plug it into your monitor.
You what? Have it upstairs.
What was that? Yeah, that would be a bit sick, wouldn't it?
Also in the news has been the whole... excuse me. Microsoft setting Bungie loose.
They're a bit loose. A moose. About this hoose.
Don't do that, Madison will start barking. I'm not kidding, she will.
What, if you scream moose?
No, if you say that. If you used to say David Dickinson to her, she'd start barking. And a couple of months ago, it was a moose loose about this hoose. And she just stopped barking.
Sweet. As you can tell, Paul has a crazy boxer dog, which has just licked the crap out of my girlfriend. She has, like, drooled all over her hair a minute ago, and she got sat on. But that was her fault for sitting on the floor. I know better to stand up until they've got calmed down and left the room before I even attempt to sit down. But, right. Bungie, they're loose. I won't say it fully because the dog will bark. But,
they can't hear you. Because they're probably like half a mile away at the moment.
Oh, they've gone for their walkies. So yeah, Bungie have been set loose.
So yeah, basically what this means is Bungie will now be free to do whatever they want. Although they will be obviously focusing on Microsoft platforms.
Mm.
And they won't be releasing Halo on anything else.
Exactly.
Or maybe DS version. Yeah, DS version would be good. A Wii version would be good. Although I'm sure because the Wii is such a success, Microsoft will be saying, no, I'm going to do that.
But yeah, it means that they're going to be out there making games for the consoles now, where before...
Basically, it means they can control what they work on, because before, they've been working on Halo for 7 years, and you know, it's like, hey, dude, Microsoft dude, we're tired of working on Halo. Can we work on something else? And Microsoft, okay, whatever. Fine, have it your way, you little bastards.
So it does mean that they've got a larger scale of what to do, and they've got such...
But it also means they take all the financial risks now.
Yeah.
Because they are now a privately held company, although Microsoft still has a stake.
Yeah. So it all depends on what they do from here on out for a new game, so hopefully they'll be pushing...
But Microsoft still have like publishing rights, and Microsoft still own Halo, and such and such.
Unfortunately, I was unable to get my copy of Halo and Halo 2 replaced. They say they don't print them anymore, which is obvious.
Print them? It's not a book. They press them.
Yeah. So I'm taking that as an excuse to repurchase them as PC copies.
We can get some achievements.
Yes.
In your face, Xbox One games. See, a lot of the PS3 like fanboys are all like, "Well, man, Halo 4 is coming out on the PS3 and blah blah blah." And it's like, dudes, you were so wrong. There was also a rumor going around recently about GTA 7 being exclusive to PS3. Guess what? That's also bunk. It was just made up by some guy.
Well, all of the cool stuff to know about PS3 always has a long, 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 long sell-by date.
Well, for a start, there's been more than 7 GTA games. So it won't be GTA 7 anyway, it'll be like GTA 10 or something, I don't know what the number is. It's more than 7.
Yeah, but they don't call the ones that they don't call a number.
No, but in that case, it would be GTA 5, not 7.
Because we had...
Unless they're planning like 3 versions in the future.
You had GTA 1. Then you had...
Then you had the expansion pack and all that, and the London bit for that.
Then you had GTA 2 on the on the PC and PlayStation. Then you had GTA 3 on...
PS2, Xbox, PC.
Yeah. Then you had Vice City.
Same again.
Then you had San Andreas.
Same again.
Then we're having GTA 4.
Which is Xbox 360, PC, and PS3.
Yeah. So if they're saying GTA...
Catherine informs me that GTA 4 will be the 10th version of GTA.
Because there's lots and lots of different versions, but whenever they do a number, they don't count the ones that they didn't give a number in between. It's a bit like it's the numbers inherit the... apart from the original first two, it's kind of like the numbers inherit the remake of the engine as it goes along to a point.
Definitely.
Because Vice City...
Because Vice City and San Andreas are all on the original GTA 3 engine.
Yeah.
With a few, you know, updates.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to that one. Although it's been pushed back to 2008 now, hasn't it?
Yeah, next year.
It's sort
of like the general election pushback to 2009.
But it's worth waiting for. It's one of those games that I'll quite happily wait until it comes out. I don't go ape for it because, as far as I'm concerned, one GTA is closer to another GTA.
Say the same thing about Halo.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, look, it plays exactly the same as Halo 2, except it's a bit better. And the multiplayer stuff is way awesome.
I'm more excited about this one because it feels like it's going back to what I consider being the best GTA game, which was number 3. Number 3 was the one for me. It just...
Yeah, none of this flipping Miami rubbish or whatever.
Yeah, it was just classic go around, you're in this...
Of the Diego San Andreas fault line stuff from the other one.
That was just bad.
But yeah, too much gangster crap.
Yeah.
Not enough hardcore... crime people.
Yeah. Wrong type of crime. I don't know, you just didn't have that.
I guess we like a more European feel to them.
Yeah. It's the gangster rap didn't...
Doesn't really ring any bells with us white people. Maybe we just don't get it.
Yeah. I must admit, Eastern European twist.
Eastern European guy, man. I am from Jamaica, yeah?
I think the thing that is going well with it, because like the first one you had the whole you had the mafia, you had the gangs and stuff like that, and I think that's what kind of gave it that nice info. You were playing just a standard Joe who got in the wrong side of things at the wrong time and ends up being dragged into the mafia and all the other gangs and stuff, and he's swung around.
The right play, the right dude in the wrong place can make all the difference, Mr. Friedman. All the difference in the world. Or whatever he says. Something like that.
But,
to quote Mr. G-Man.
The G-Man.
The G-Men. That's what episode 2 has. It has a G-Men. They're like two guys in one suit. And they argue back and forth.
I can't wait to play the episodes. Although I'm going to have to go all the way through Half-Life 2. I must admit, I just got fed up with playing Half-Life 2 on my PC just for the whole Steam thing. It was actually off-putting.
And well, Steam's not too bad.
It was annoying at first. I must admit, I think the problem was that when
the lack of integration with the Games Explorer is my biggest...
Yeah, your most biggest annoyance.
The World of Conflict. 15 Fortress.
But I think having it on my Xbox is going to maybe force me to actually start playing all the way through the story a lot more. I'm not going to play episode 1 or 2 until I've completed Half-Life 2 anyway.
Half-Life 2. Yeah, get Half-Life 2 done.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right, I'll start playing now. My imaginary controller.
I spelled acceleration wrong.
Acceleration.
No, I didn't. How weird.
Right, so back onto Halo 3. I finally got to start playing my copy. Very impressed. Played a bit more co-op, which was quite cool. Got to give
I got me some skulls to actually answer our letter. Yeah, I have been slowly getting the skulls. I've got like 5 I think at the moment.
Yeah, you got me to grab a couple on the second level, wasn't it, we started off from?
Yeah.
Going through. I've unfortunately had to start from the beginning again because where I was playing up to the second level, I was playing on my Super Gojin account, which I've now put to the side. I'm just keeping it for old time's sake and the fact that I
What account are you using now?
I'm using
Mega Super Duper Monkey.
Yeah, Ultra Mega Monkey, which has got Xbox Live. And when that month thing runs out, I'm going to give it a year subscription because that one does connect it to my MSN. Which is the whole thing, and because if I'm starting from afresh and I don't have any of those old games, I know I've got my old gamer school card that says what I achieved up to that point, so I thought it's a good moment to start fresh and start from another. And to be honest, I'm sure that it wouldn't take me very long to actually catch up to my old gamer school card anyway. So
plus you can also use the GamerCast limited edition hack, which basically involves taking a screenshot of your gamer score and then using Microsoft Paint to edit the numbers. But I say that's a secret hack.
It's a secret hack.
And you need to download Microsoft Paint from the Windows folder.
I must admit, I'm really tempted to get that webcam. Have they said anything about whether you can actually use something other than the Xbox 360 webcam?
Oh, what, the Vision Cam?
Yeah.
No idea.
Because I like the fact they've got that extra... picture.
Oh wait, I think you can use it on a PC, but I'm not sure if there are any official drivers, but there are some like third party drivers if there aren't any official ones.
It just don't know if it seems worth it. And fair enough, it does come with a month live with it and it does come with some software, but
the really cool thing is you can take a picture of you
and put it on my game
and use that as your thing.
Yeah,
which because what's his name, like Zelio has like this doll thing or something.
I am really tempted.
And Darth Ura has something as well. I think it's like him in like his Star Wars outfit. It was something Star Wars, yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah, I know, I'm tempted to get it. I am tempted.
How much is it?
I think it's $39.99.
It's deep.
Or it might be a smidge bit cheaper. I know it's been more than that. I'm tempted to get the MSN Messenger keyboard though.
Yeah, I'm tempted to get that. It's 25 quid though.
Just for the fact that it's useful if I'm not using the PC and I just
want to... It's very bloody useful, especially because you can open up the MSN window as an overlay over the screen.
Mm.
Instead of having to go back into the guide to do it.
And it's also useful because you can use it. It's no different than having a USB keyboard hooked up. So at least you can write a message on Xbox 360 as well as MSN. Because I presume it works with the Xbox 360, everything else typing in.
Okay, Catherine has corrected me saying on my Half-Life thing earlier on, the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. Mr. Freeman. Mr. Gordon.
Mr. Gordon?
Gordon parachuted into the wrong place at the wrong or right, whichever time it is, may or may not be beneficial to the world.
It all depends on whether or not he gets an ice cream at the end of the day.
Okay, how does he say difference? He says it like different. No, he like says it in two parts. Different.
Oh, it's alive.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. So come on, let's do this Halo 3 quick because I want to end the show as soon as possible because I'm not going to make it much longer.
Okay. So yeah, Halo 3 played multiplayer. Much cool. Did my first training thing where you're in the...
Training thing?
What's it called? Basic training. Where it shoved you in the basic training section.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, YouTube section. Here we go.
Come on.
Rise and shine, Mr. Freeman. Rise. Not that I wish to imply you have been sleeping on the job. No one is more deserving of a rest, and all the effort in the world would have gone to waste until... Well, let's just say your hour has come again. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. So wake up, Mr. Freeman. Wake up and smell the ashes.
Okay, so that's what it really is.
So yeah, played my first multiplayer. Very cool. Rusty at first, got the hang of it. I was owning. I own people, and unfortunately...
You own people?
I owned them. I pwned them.
So if I actually look up the stats in a minute, the stats will verify what you're telling me.
For me, as a bog-standard player, it was quite good. And I was getting my ass whooped. And then I started attacking.
Oh, so now you're getting your ass whooped.
Yeah. And
I notice how the story changes.
Oh, no, it goes on. It's a good story. And then I whooped some ass back.
What the hell is your gamer tag?
Ultra
Mega, isn't it?
Mega Monkey. It's not capital sensitive, is it? No. Yeah, and then I started kicking some serious ass, and in doing so, all of these people that were playing together knew each other, and they all started picking on me. So I was playing 40
gamer score.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have the Bungie.net profile. How convenient.
So he's not registering anything I've done so far. I did save it so you can watch it, so I can send it to you.
Good, send it to me.
Don't know how, but I will send it to you. I have to read the manual. But no, it was good. I did like going back through the theatre and watching the whole thing and seeing how it was doing from a different perspective and watching what everyone else was doing when I couldn't see what they were up to. But I was doing it on the snowcat mission and that was quite cool. I was liking the whole, these bunkers and standing on top of them and waiting for everybody to come out and run along and take them from the high ground. The snow was quite good because if you throw the human grenades down, they don't roll in the snow, they just go thump. So it was nice being able to actually use the human grenades and know that they don't bounce anywhere and you can actually place them where you want and then blow people up. So I was actually killing a hell of a lot of people with human grenades, where normally I just throw them, ricochet them off a couple of walls, and they take a smidge bit of damage to the shielding from it. I never kill anyone with them, I can only get them with the sticky grenades. So that was impressive.
Finished?
Yeah.
Okay, and also a quick news item. Flight Simulator 10 Acceleration will be out shortly. This is the official expansion pack to Flight Simulator 10. It's basically, it's got some like uber high performance jet aircraft like the Boeing FA-18, which is pretty funky.
What Nasha used as well.
That's what most people use. But more importantly, it's got a helicopter which Adam built with his own free hands.
Well, no, it's the project I work on, the Augusta Westland EH-101. And I work for Augusta Westland.
Yeah, but you work in like a car park attendance or something?
So it's quite cool to see that aircraft as I watch
it. It's not like Adam is in a position to sabotage it or rig it up so it has a computer voice which talks to the pilot saying, "You must burn things."
Fire kills children.
Although I imagine they have quality checks as well anyway, so people can't sneak in extra bits.
Lots of quality checks because they're a good company. Build lots of aircraft. But
build lots of aircraft. How many aircraft do they build a year?
Don't know, the project I'm working on, we're going to have
what, 10? 20?
We've got to have around about 7 or 9 of them on the White House lawn by 2009.
Okay, so by the time Bush is out of office, they'll be ready, right?
Yeah.
So much for our plan to assassinate him with a robotic helicopter transformer.
I really am tempted to try and get from the I know I'm not allowed, but I want to have a model of the EH-101.
The security guards are listening to this episode.
To make it into a transformer, like the Sikorsky one that was in Transformers. But
so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they've got a lot.
It's
of
got bucket loads of missions as well,
and
like carrier landings, patrolling around the space shuttle launch, which is cool, and just loads more stuff like that. So it's definitely worth looking into if you're a flight simulator fan.
Right, my review, Blue Dragon.
Here we go, this is where everyone can go to sleep.
I won't go into too much detail, but...
excuse me?
Written and created by the guy that did Final Fantasy artwork and concept character design, designed by Akira Toriyama. Guy did Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Quest. Stylistically, it looks absolutely amazing. One thing that I do like is this is a Final Fantasy style game, and they have not scrimped on the FMVs. They've got plenty of FMVs in all the time, which allows the storyline to continue on moving.
In-game cutscenes.
Which is
FFS.
Nice. One thing that I do like is the fact that because they've shoved in so many high quality ones and the game is quite long, I think this is the first Xbox 360 game I've ever seen that requires three discs. Actually runs off three discs, which is nice because I don't mind that. For me, a classic Final Fantasy game that you know you're getting money's worth has got a couple of discs, minimum three, maximum four. I must admit, when I bought Final Fantasy X on the PlayStation 2, I was actually felt slightly cheated, like I was cheated at my money because I only got one disc. I was like, I'd only have two, or at least three. But it was nice to see three discs in there. The game starts off really well. It, you know, now and again, they could just let the AI control the character through these moments and carry on, but on the first bit they let you control the character and run around as the credits are coming up, and the jump between them is really nice. There's now and again you get a slight bit of lag where it loads back into the next bit, but with that type of pace of game you're quite happy to sit there and wait, and he's not very long, he's just a few seconds. One thing that is always kind of like, it's not been a pet hate, but I just, if I could build my own Final Fantasy game, I would never put it in there, and that is the battle initiative where you're running around as a character and all of a sudden it goes and the screen changes and then it jumps to the battle mode and you've got your enemies and you and the music giving it what for and you've got your battle like that but faster.
Battle mode activated. The right battle mode in the wrong game can make all the difference in the world.
That's better. But like in Final Fantasy games and many of the other ones, it was a random occurrence. All of a sudden, pow, you're into a battle. In any Final Fantasy style game, all on the ones that are on the Game Boy Advances and some of the other Japanese ones I've played that are all using this similar type of engine, you don't know when you're going to be attacked. But the thing I liked about Blue Dragon was the character.
The right dragon in the wrong blue.
I thought you said loo then. The right dragon in the wrong loo.
The dragon's put dragon in the wrong bog can really make a disaster.
I really need the loo. Open it up and there's a big blue dragon sat there. Too late, I've already gone. But no, one thing that I liked about this was the characters that would be initiating into a battle with you, you can actually see them as you're walking around, and the ones that you don't know,
see.
They jump out. You get a few seconds, press X, which means you get the initiative. So if you go up to a bad guy, press X, and you'll see your character swing at them, it means you've got the attack. You're on, they're on the defense, and you're on the offensive. But if you don't, and you were too busy looking at the scenery, and you're like, and you didn't realize this character was coming up to you and then attacks you, they're attacking first, and then you got the second attack. So it allows you to choose the initiative. The other thing that's quite cool is, when you're being attacked from three places at once and these characters are getting closer and closer and you're moving around, not letting any of them get close enough, you can pull one of the triggers and it pauses the game and brings out this ring that goes around everyone, allowing you...
A ring?
Yeah. Which basically...
There's Gollum hanging around as well.
If you've got wild beasts that are attacking you, if you get all of them at the same time and they've all got yellow on as their names, when you attack, say, initiate the attack to say, I want to attack all these creatures at the same time, because they have no affiliation of saying I'm a goodie or a baddie, they're just beasts who will attack anything that comes past, they'll actually start attacking each other and you don't even get in on it, so you can actually get out of that battle and take out lots of enemies at once, and then the people that are left, you can attack them. So it allows you to take care of three parties of enemies by allowing them to fight each other instead of just fighting you. Storyline.
So wait, what? So wait, so you like press the button and a ring comes up on the screen.
It's like
showing
like
bad people.
As you're walking around, the baddies are hopping about, and if they get close enough, the game will pause and go into a battle mode where you'll all be lined up and you're choosing your options to attack each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say you're stood in the middle and you've got...
I want to play Civilization. Let's play some proper turn-based games.
You've got three bad guys coming at you from all angles. You wait until they get close enough, then you pull the trigger and the circle comes out, highlighting them all. If they're all names, I think it's if all their names turn yellow, it means that they would attack each other. Go select all items, select all bad guys that you want to fight. You go into a massive big battle and they'll start picking on each other, and then you can kill whoever's left. So it allows you to take out, otherwise if you fought them individually, you would have to fight all of them, where this you can get rid of a few bad guys by allowing them to fight each other. So it's little things like that that they've started changing, where before it was a standard rule but they always did it that one way. With this one, especially the fact it was designed by the guy who did Final Fantasy, so I will accept any changes he wants to make on this style of game quite willingly and say, I'll give it a go. Try anything once. And it's done really, really well. The game design for the characters and the environment is absolutely amazing. I must admit, I had Sarah in stitches because the first bad guy I had to fight against was a character called Poo Snake, which is this curled up purple snake with a little mouth at the bottom and a mouth at the top with this little metal arrow that he's waving around. And it's just absolutely hilarious. The character design is so funny.
That sounds funny.
The look and feel of the graphics are absolutely amazing. The build up for it is classic Final Fantasy, where you don't have much and you're slowly building in, getting the storyline, feeling where you're going with it. Meet the nemesis, and then all of a sudden the power starts coming. You're on your hero's journey, you've been given the power, and in this one your power is these little spheres that you've swallowed that turn your shadows into these creatures. So the main character, his shadow turns into this big blue dragon. One of his friends turns
that's
in,
where the blue dragon yeah. comes from.
His friend, his shadow,
his friend was just like a schizophrenic or something.
His friend has a big blue bull, like a minotaur, and one of his other mates, she has a like a phoenix that comes up. So it is quite a good game for a Final Fantasy fan. I will, it must admit, if you've gone away from the Final Fantasy because you didn't want to go continue with PlayStation 2 and you don't want a PlayStation 3 and you've got onto Xbox 360,
man, PlayStation 3 is a good machine, don't knock it.
Well, there's no Final Fantasy on it, so
good machine, especially with no backwards compatibility. You screwed up there.
If you're a Final Fantasy style game fan, you know, turn-based RPG, you will like this. Maybe not, you've got to give it a go. And for any of you who've got Xbox 360, download the demo and have a go. One thing that I did notice that was quite good about it is once you've completed the game, there is a patch online ready for you to download for free that accesses the game code and allows you to make it harder, so you can play the game through again and have it twice as hard and change a load of stuff. So
that's good.
It adds some playability. So once you've gone all the way through, you could go back and do it again twice as hard and change some stuff. And it just made the playability seem a little bit longer. So I'm quite impressed with the game. Fair enough, one player, but standard sort of thing. But
Cavern says you could download the patch anyway, and you don't have to finish it.
Oh yeah, but I don't know if I would want.
Oh yeah, but Adam's crap, so he has to finish it first on easy.
I don't think I'd want it super super hard before I start playing it. But that's another good thing, is like Catherine mentioned there, you don't have to finish it. If you start playing it and find that you were going through the game a little bit too fast for your liking, then obviously you could just delete your game save, download the patch, and start again from real hard and build up the effort for it. Because there are going to be some hardcore Final Fantasy fans that might pick up this copy who have gone onto the Xbox 360 and really want to play it hardcore style. But as a fan, I absolutely love it. I haven't had much of a chance to play it. I was playing it on my birthday when I had the day off, and I didn't get too far on it. But character design, absolutely amazing. The look of it, the feel, the FMVs are absolutely spot on. Saving functionality is nice. You get these nice little cube now and again. When you walk near it, a sphere comes out, and when you touch it, you get the ability to save. It looks like there's a save option somewhere, so when you probably go to like world map, like in Final Fantasy, you can save there. So there are some big similarities to Final Fantasy game design, which I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. But it's all the good stuff, and they seem to have taken away stuff that's been used again and again, and there is no reason to keep it there, like the initiation of seeing the bad guys. The fact now, if you wanted to and you were trying to get somewhere quick, you can dodge these bad guys, but in a certain radius, the AI will say detected, or it would flee. So some bad guys, they will actually look at you and run away, where some will start chasing you. So if you have to stop to open a box, you get caught. So sometimes you can end up with shitloads. A bit like when you're playing WoW and you run past loads of bad guys, you start training, where you've got a train of bad guys following you all the way as you keep running, trying to keep up with you. So you can end up causing that happening and end up with more bad guys attacking you when you stop than just taking them on one at a time. So it adds a different element to the game. So I was very impressed. If you like Final Fantasy style games, download the demo or go out and buy a copy. It's three discs of fun, looks absolutely amazing, storyline's really cool. The only thing that I'm kind of glad they didn't do was there is no voiceover all the way through. So the only voices you hear are when the FMV's cut in, instead of having all the text where you're talking to people speech, which means that it would cut down on a lot of the dialogue if you didn't have the non-FMV conversations with pre-recorded sound. So because it's all text boxes, which you actually see the person's face while they're speaking and you're reading the text box, which is quite nice, and when anybody's selected character in the battle mode, you see their face when you're ready to go into battle. The battle mode, standard drop-down controls of attack, defense, flee, spells, healing, items. I don't know if there's anything more that I haven't unlocked, because as I got the ability to have the dragon, it unlocked a few more things. You get these different ways of, like old school Final Fantasy, where you could choose job of what you were, that you're allowed to chip and change them around. And it does emphasize, as you start off as the guy who's got the blue dragon is more of like the sword magic. The girl has got black magic, so she does like elemental powers like wind and fire and earth and freeze and...
What is this, Captain Planet?
And then the boy with the bow earth, has...
Water. Fire.
Wind.
And the really lame kid with heart.
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
The boy's got what... white magic, so he's got like healing.
What the hell
stuff.
Was the Captain Planet in that? Was like, did they put all their rings together and Captain Planet?
No, they had to summon him with their rings, and then he would come and save the day, and then do this big slogan about saving the planet and recycling and stuff like that.
What a load of environmental propaganda.
Yeah, big time.
Especially the kid with heart. He's like the lamest kid in the universe.
From Brazil, and he had a monkey on
the
shoulder.
All these people have like fire and earth and wind, which are like pretty cool, and then this guy has heart.
Give it some heart. Give it some love. But no, it's quite impressive the fact that you can actually, like some of the old school games before they started going a little bit too intense with the Final Fantasy series, where you can change what your character does, which now they've started bringing back in, which is nice. Again, with this one you can, so you can swap and change your character. Initially it has shown just black magic, white magic and sword magic, so if there are any more, I've yet to find them, but I've only done the first bit of it at the opening levels, so it is looking incredibly cool, and I would definitely say go for it. You do seem to have weapons for your character before you get the dragons, so I'm presuming that there might be some weapons later on. They don't do much damage, and it did take a while to kill a lot of bad guys before you end up getting them, but I get the sense that maybe your shadow spirits don't work when you run out of magic, so you might find yourself in a situation where you have to rely on a bigger weapon later on if you're in a long match and you run out of magic and you get yourself backed into a corner, but I've yet to find that out. I'll go more on it when I've got further through it, but initial review, very impressed.
Storyline any good?
Yeah. It doesn't unreveal itself too much straight away, but the
storyline I would like.
It's an anime-style storyline.
Yeah, is the storyline any good?
Yeah, you're basically this boy who lives in a village and I can't remember what it was.
A boy who lives in the village. Doesn't that sound like a fable?
A purple cloud comes over and you don't understand why. And then this
a
thing
killer
called,
cloud.
Then this thing called the Land Shark appears and destroys the village.
Land Shark?
That's what they call it. And you go off and
what
you
is
and your
it,
friend.
Like a giraffe or something?
It's actually a mechanical like burrowing device that looks like a shark.
So it's a Sony robot dog gone amok.
But it's picked up all this rock on the dorsal fin to make it, and people think it's a shark under the ground, but it isn't. It's just a mechanical thing going round destroying it, and there's some guy's doing it because he's like completely psychotic and all he wanted to do was hear the people scream. And he goes around terrorizing everybody, so that ends up, you get to see your nemesis straight away, which is quite cool. But it's kind of like the hero's journey, three young kids picking up friends as they go along on a journey to try and stop this menace who's going around picking on all the villages.
Sorry, what parents would let three kids roam off into the world trying to attack a robot shark?
First two, I think, were orphaned, and the other one only has a granddad.
How convenient.
It's very like Goku syndrome, you know, go off on a journey sort of thing. So it for me, it's big appeal. Catherine's got it as well, doesn't she?
Yep.
I'm not sure how she feels, but I imagine she absolutely loves it. She thought it was just a shit. Let's hear what Catherine has to say, whether or not she likes it or not. I can tell it's her type of game. I hope it's her type of game. I hope she likes it.
Well, it's a Final Fantasy. Their parents were killed when the purple clouds came.
Yeah, so it's a sort of revenge story for it.
Killed
yeah.
by a cloud.
No, they got killed when the cloud came. Every time the cloud comes, like, rain, destruction, and appears. So it's all kind of like this.
So it's a bit like Fable, isn't it? You've got a kid in a village, some dudes come along and butcher everyone. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just kicking a yang to beat.
Yeah, well, it's the same as Star Wars.
Hey, Star Wars is crap.
Nah, Star Wars is cool, because it's based off the hero's story. Filmically, it's a standard tool to use, hero story.
Yeah, except Luke Skywalker isn't a hero, he's just some stupid teenager. A teenager blew up a Death Star, yeah, right.
Lucky shot. But yeah,
stupid kids. Damn, I need to do the Scooby-Doo quote, but I can't remember what it is.
I would have got away with it if it weren't for you.
Meddling kids.
Yeah. As an Xbox 360 game goes, I think there is a market for people out there. A lot of people are waiting for this type of game to be done really well on the Xbox 360, and it is done extremely well. Hopefully there's going to be some people who are like, ooh, what's this? Go out and buy it and end up finding a love for this, because I was not this sort of fan for this sort of game. The closest thing to an RPG I could get my hands on and actually
enjoy. Command & Conquer?
Legend of Zelda, which I'm a big fan of. But I got in on the Final Fantasy scene at number 9, which was the last one on the PlayStation 1. and I loved it from then onwards. I'm a big fan of exploring stories. That's one of the reasons why I do like playing Oblivion. I love having a large scope of stuff to go and explore, and a good storyline to follow. And it's the same reason why I like playing WoW as well. I love finding more and more places. I like looking at all the nooks and crannies in the buildings and looking at the large scope of land and going to explore.
Yeah, me and Catherine need to start playing WoW again.
Yeah, come play WoW. I'll move my character across to the other server.
Great.
My dwarf. He's level 29 now. He's kicking ass.
Well, my dude kicks ass more. And he would win in a fight.
Well, your Dudinov has been on TV. He was on the trailer for the new expansion pack. He was the hero, let some woman die on a mountain and then became a death knight.
Yeah, but Dudinov isn't my dude. Is he? The new guy is like Daden Dude or Duden Dad or something.
Duden Daden Daden Duden Daden.
I wasn't allowed like Dudinov because it isn't like role playing.
Oh, man.
So Dudinov was the old guy. Who ran off. Ran off and made a TP.
So now you've had to have a new character.
Yeah, that's the level 29 dude. Dude Knob was like level 20 on.
Right.
But when Catherine started playing it, we both created new characters.
Yeah, because I still got my mage on that.
And mine level. Was Dude and Dad or Didn't Dude or Dude but a new Dating
yeah.
Dude.
Well, if you two start playing again, I'll most likely pay the $14.99 and transfer my character across to that
other
server.
I'm just waiting for Catherine to start playing it again.
I'm hardcoring at the moment. I just want to pay attention to one character to get it high enough. Like I was saying, if you've never played this type of game before and you're intrigued, you played Final Fantasy and thought it was really cool and you liked it, but it's not enough for you to go out and buy a whole console just for the series, then try this game. If you're a Dragon Ball Z fan or a Dragon Quest fan or an anime fan, give it a go. You most likely will love this game. Myself, it is definitely a breath of fresh air for the Xbox 360. It's about time we had something done like this, done well. Because sometimes you get them done and they're not done that well. And it can be a bit off-putting for the for people new to the genre. So, definitely good.
Score out of 5?
It's a hard one.
Obviously. Well, is it a 1? Is it a 2? Is it a 3? Is it a 4? Is it a 5?
At the moment, with the way it's looking, if it keeps playing the way it's playing at the moment, I'd be tempted to give it 5 out of 5, but no less than 4 out of 5. To be safe, I'll call it 4 out of 5 because I haven't completed the game all the way through. I might find that it starts getting...
Let's just say it's 5 out of 5.
Okay.
But that's what you think it is so far, and that's cool.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 so far. It may go off the deep end and become a bit worse later on, but so far it looks like it's holding up. 3 discs of joy, it is...
What disc are you on now?
Just one. I've just got through the opening levels.
Right. So in other words, you've played 5 minutes of it, and you're going to give it 5 out of 5.
I've got gone through the first lot of training.
You said you could do that, eh?
I shall keep going. I might give an initial later review in a month's time when I've got a bit further and say anything new to report on it.
Got any game to score yet?
For it? I believe so, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure if I did or not. I wasn't paying attention. It was my birthday and I was excited because I got my new fat boy cushion beanbag, which is actually humongous. If you're a hardcore gamer, I would look on the net for fat boy beanbags. They're absolutely cool. Bloody expensive, but they're bloody cool.
Adam's gamer tag is Ultra Mega Monkey.
All one word. Yeah, sorry, I haven't added everybody onto my gamer list. I was going to add both yourself and your sister on there, but I automatically did the add everybody who's on my MSN list, and most people who are on my gamer list are on my MSN list, like Craig, you, and Rudis and stuff. But
yes, Ultra Mega Monkey.
Yep, that's the one. Ultra Mega Monkey. Which also meant I get a month free because it's a new account. And it's also attached to my MSN account this time because my Super Gojin account was using my Gamercast email account, not my my personal email account. But that's cool. I need to find a picture of a monkey. There's the standard picture of a monkey that comes with it, which is cool, but I need to see, know if there's any other pictures of monkeys. Ultra mega monkey.
Woohoo, I've got messages.
And there's a friend online.
Oh god. Julianos is playing Halo 3 on easy cooperatively. Get real, dude. Right, where's this ultra mega monkey guy?
There he is.
40 gamers to go. Blue Dragon. Achievements.
No. Doesn't look like I've.
Well, that's your Halo achievements. You've got two achievements in Blue Dragon. But I don't know how to show them. It just keeps coming up with the Halo achievements.
Click on the Blue Dragon. Ultra Mega Man's played Blue Dragon. Click on Blue Dragon. Will that do it?
That's what I thought I did the first time.
There you go. I got two achievements.
Back attack and multi-monster encounter.
The multi-monster encounter is when you attack multiple monsters simultaneously, and the back attack is when you initiate the offensive against a bad guy that is unaware of the attack, so his back is to you. So he won't attack you until you've attacked him.
Oh, really? Right, so is that it for this episode?
That's it for this episode.
Well, hey. So we will see one next week on episode 92.
Yep, where I'm going to, by then, I'm going to have a look at, a bit more of a look at MotoGP 07, Stranglehold, and Skate for next week.
Hopefully will be capable of insulting Adam and other people.
Without it being painful.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. We shall see you guys next week. Laters.